Brennan?
Yes, sir. You've been testifying today?
Yes, I just got back.
Good.
I think I've tracked that Lockheed matter down enough so that if any further questions are raised, and I checked around the house today and apparently there weren't any there, we're in a reasonably good position. They have not been able to find a list of counties or districts given to them by anybody in the White House. They did contact 7 people there. They state specifically Henry Wilson made no specific suggestion to them about any district. They did talk to Marvin. Marvin gave them the names of some that they were interested in, that he was interested in. They talked to 6 people. And
how did they say what that was?
They have no record, they say, and I had them check all day yesterday their files here and also have people come in from Marietta. They have no record of any list from Marvin or anybody else in the White House.
But they say they think they remember.
They say they think they got some indications of areas that he was interested in seeing something done to reduce the distress of unemployment. They, however, talked to 6 people in the Defense Department and 5 in the Department of Commerce, and about 7 elsewhere, 2 in GSA and the Bureau of Indian Affairs and Small Business and so on and so on. And they considered a list of 42 districts in Appalachia, 25 Democrats and 17 Republicans. And they had Arthur D. Little and company make a survey of much of the area. Now, the Arthur D. Little survey doesn't tie in directly either to the total list they considered or to the final decisions they made, but there's ample evidence here of people other than the White House being involved, of other than Democratic districts being considered, and of use of an outside firm in analyzing them.
Did they say what Marvin told them?
No, they just said that they did. They don't recall exactly which areas he described. They say that Bendorf talked to Marvin Watson and to Jim Jones asking for any suggestions they might have to add to Lockheed's list of potential sites. Watson and Jones responded to Bendorf's request by suggesting 10 or 12 general locations where substantial unemployment existed at that time. Bendorf is unable to recall the entire list, but does remember that several of them were outside the Appalachian region, and they were therefore immediately discarded because the company was interested only in Appalachia. At no time did Wilson participate in the discussions. He was never asked for suggestions. He never volunteered any. But I have a list by name of all the others. For example, in my department, Tom Morris, Bob Stedman, Don Bradford, Al Lejeune, General Roderick, and Tom Casey, all were contacted, so they say.
Who in the White House besides
Walter Morris? Jenkins, Ken O'Donnell, John Kelly, Marv Watson, Jim Jones, Henry Wilson, Claude Bissatelles.
No, this is a...
It goes back quite a time. They began this back in 63. Well, they actually began the discussions in the White House back in 61 or 2, but the particular Appalachia development back in 63 sometime, I think. In Commerce, they talked to Dick Queen, Gene Foley, Jim McKee, John Gustafson, and Richard Scammon.
Okay, I think that we better be very careful with that. That's not quite what we have here, although it's a general thing.
Nobody has a damn thing on this except me.
Here are the facts of it, and nobody, you don't let anybody have it. You just put it in your mind as near as we can tell. Marvin has no memory of anything involving it, but every conversation that has come to him, he has made a note of it. There is a note of Bendorf calling him and saying that he had talked to Wilson and that he wants to put it in unemployment areas, but he hasn't been able to find very good ones. But they have looked at, I believe it's Clarksville, West Virginia. And he says, don't know how many more, but we're thinking very seriously about putting one in West Virginia. I'll give you the transcript someday when you see it. The Bendorf does all the talking. Marvin at no time says anything except yes, yes, thank you very much. But Bendorf does tell him this, that it's going in West Virginia. I read it last night. I'll go over it with you. That's the only call or the only entrance in the appointment book that he has from him. Wilson has in his file a memo of 10 or 15 areas in Democratic districts, which he sent to Marvin Watson. Watson did not send the thing out. And apparently, if he said anything about it at all, he said it when the fellow came in or where he has no record of.
Yeah.
But there is one record of one call, the one that has the record, but Watson's secretary, where Bendorf called him and said, I want to tell you, and I'll show it to you the first time you're over here, where you can just look at it. But Wilson has a memory of talking to Bendorf and telling Bendorf that Bendorf called Wilson, told him that there are four or five districts where we're going to put them. One of them is West Virginia, one of them is Tennessee, and this idiot in Tennessee is out talking about how he got it. That's what caused it, apparently.
Yeah.
So I gather they're not interested in it, they would have come back and talked to us. I rather think that you better figure out what we say to them, though, and I think the best thing to say to them is that the award was made and there are people coming in every day talking to us about unemployment areas in Appalachia. There are governors and other things, and there are these indications. We don't have any information on who talked where. George Christian says it's before he came here, which is true, but even from the story, it was two Republican governors, two Democratic governors in the Appalachia area, and contract had already been awarded, and we've got instructions against anybody in the White House trying to influence any contract.
And I just stand on that and say you can talk to the Defense Department, and I'll take care of it here.
Okay, Bob. Anything else?
No, sir, that's all.
How are we getting along on our bombing stuff?
Oh,
you had a ride today on the release here.
That's right. It's just awful. You know, the problem is...
You damn near convinced me. I'm just about...
The problem is that I got hit again today terribly hard by the hawks. All my committees are full of hawks. I don't get exposed to the doves until I go over into Foreign Relations, or Pastore is in one of them. He didn't show up this year, but Jesus Christ, Andrews from Alabama got on me today, you know, and it's why don't we give him 30 days notice and then just destroy him and all this stuff, and so my responses have to be for that, and the newspapers are writing hits as though I was opposed to the bombing, and I don't know how to play both sides.
The radio, I've been listening to it. It's been going on every hourly newscast, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I just turned off one about 10 minutes ago. The radio says that you say it doesn't in any way affect infiltration, but it does affect the stated objectives. We did accomplish the stated objective, one of which is to deter infiltration.
Well, what I said is to increase the cost or to deter it, and we've increased the cost by transferring 300.
But that's the way they play it. I'm just giving you the CBS.
Well, I don't know. I tried to write a speech on it yesterday. I'm going to either make a speech or have Buzz hit it hard on the Meet the Press next week. I don't know which, but I got to do one or the other soon. I got your note from Walt on Saturday. We'll do something out of it, Mr. President. I know just exactly the problem you face, and we've got to do something to get you out of it. How to do it is not entirely clear to me at the moment.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.